Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7 p.m. British Standard Time, and today is the 5th of February. And it has been a rather exciting day. That is, of course, following up on Friday, which was an extremely exciting day. But starting out with stock markets, Asia was a little bit weaker in the main markets that we look at, particularly the Nikkei, that was down 1.15% over 200 points. So backing off of those highs again, it does look like the 17,600 is at least a short-term stumbling block here. But I don't think this is going to come back much below 17,000. That does look like it's consolidating here. So I'm prepared for the moment at least to hold on to my small position. The one worry here is that the banks are looking quite weak. They had a bit of a downward dynamic today, and they really would need to post an upward dynamic to really restore some confidence there. But so that was probably the weakest of the markets in Asia. Looking at some of these others, the Hang Seng was down about 0.5%, 108 points. The A shares in China were a bit weaker. They have closed below that rather key level. I'm just putting the price up to remind me. They closed at 2,744, and it was really 2,750 that was a sort of a key level there. So they would really want to rally from here, unless, and if they don't, it does look like they're going to break down out of this sort of developing top formation. So that's definitely one to keep an eye on. If we see the A shares go, there's probably a good chance that the H shares won't be far after them. Across Asia, there were a couple of markets, believe it or not, that were up. India set a new high. I've got the Sensex there in the interesting charts. I think David posted the Nifty, and that seems to be breaking away from the 14,000, and it would need to close below that level to really offset potential for further upside. The Australian market, the ASX 200, was down 9 points, so pretty flat on the day. Looking into Europe, Europe was up and down really. The FTSE was up 7, CAC was up nearly 4, the DAX was down 11, the IBEX down 14.5. So really quite quieter there. And it's pretty much the same story in the US right now. The S&P is down 1, the Nasdaq's down 4.25, and the Dow is up 12. So really quite a quiet day here on the equity markets. The same can't really be said for the commodity markets. Oil in particular has hit a high. It was up to 590, sorry, excuse me, 59.95 earlier on today, and it was up for the vast majority of the session, although it has slipped into negative territory right now. It's down 32 cents. It's at 58.70. Of course, given the fact that there was a consensus of bearishness when it was down around $50, and a lot of people looking for $40. This has been quite a reversal we've seen over the last couple of days. Natural gas is firm in here as well. It's up 11, nearly 12 cents. It's 59.90, sorry, 7.59 and a half. It has been as high as $8 in here, and it would need to sustain a move above 8 to sort of break out of this base formation that it's currently in. Zinc was as high as 3175, 3175. It's given up a lot of that right now. It's only up 20. It's up 31. It's at 3100. Nickel in particular here has had quite a weak day. It's down 1,705 points, which is at 35,695. Sorry, 35,695. I must apologize. My reading of numbers tonight is really awful. But nickel has been a particularly volatile uptrend. It has a progression of higher lows, and it does seem to have a bit of a staircase sequence. But those steps seem to drop back into the one beforehand, and it has done that two or three times already. So the main consistency is that the progression of higher lows, and it really would need to take those out before we could write this uptrend off. A reaction from around the sort of 38, 39,000 level is not at all surprising. And as I said, it would need to take out that progression of higher lows. Copper is up marginally in here today. It's at 242.60 in the US contract and COMEX. So No upper dynamics there, no upper dynamic in zinc, and those were the two that had the bulk of the selling pressure on Friday. That bust up there in Red Kite, obviously it is a worry, and it has certainly brought quite a bit of nervousness into the markets. That, I think, fed through into the precious metal markets on Friday, and you had gold and silver sell off quite aggressively, but they're quite firm in here today. Silver is up 18.5 cents; it's at 13.56, and gold is up 2.54 on the spot. It's holding above 6.50 on the spot, 6.55 on the future, 6.55.60 in fact on the future, so up 4.10 on the futures contract. And I think as long as it holds above 6.50 on the futures contract, I'm quite willing to stay with it. I have bought back the position that I got stopped out of. I was a bit panicked because I was trying to finish off my short piece that I wrote on Friday and get out for the cab that was taking me up to the Bloomberg office, which is on the other side of the city. And I had placed a stop at 6:50, which is probably not the best move because that's just such a round number. And it was quite likely that in the sell-off it was going to go down and hit that, and that's exactly what it did. But enough of the hindsight in 2020. I bought it back, and I think I'm going to hold on to it unless it sustains a move below the 650 on the futures. Now, looking at the grains, corn is currently up one; it's at 403, so holding above that sort of psychological 400 level. And soybeans is up 3 3/4. It's at 740.5. Has been as high as 747.5. That was quite early this morning in European time, and it pretty much gave it up as soon as the market opened in the US. But it is holding it here, and this does qualify as a breakout from this trend, or sorry, from this range. So I think we can give the upside the benefit of the doubt to soybeans. Unfortunately, copper remains that little bit weaker. It is holding above 400, but it is really being a bit slow in taking off. And wheat is the most depressed of the three of them. And although that hasn't really accelerated on the downside at all, I think that I'm prepared to hold on to the three of them. And if it needs so, I think I'll probably roll all three of them forward. The other two that I am keeping an eye on is orange juice, because it had two downward dynamics last week, and while it has firmed up over the last 3 days, it's going up a hell of a lot slower. It's going up a lot slower than it came down. So that is a potential top formation, and I'm keeping an eye out there, because if it continues to go up very slowly, and we get another downward dynamic, it's almost certainly going to be a short. So that's one I'm just keeping an eye on. The bonds have rallied a bit in here today. You will see the bunds that I posted in the comment of the day. They're up a fifth of a full point. They're 115.46 right now. So they found a bit of support around that 115 level, and they've rallied a little bit. Gilts, on the other hand, have continued to be weak. They're at 106.17, although they are not as depressed in relative terms as the bunds had been, because they're still above that area of support from 2006. That area of support is around 105. It wouldn't be surprising to see a bit of a rally from there if and when they actually get down there. And the treasuries are a bit firmer in here as well. 30-year treasuries at 110.10, that's up 7 points. So as long as we see the bonds remain a little bit firmer in here, that's pretty good signal that we're not going to have a very big sell-off in the stock markets, or the onset of a medium-term correction. If we were to see some of these bond prices starting to accelerate on the downside, that would put pressure, because you'd have the rising yields, and that would put pressure on stock markets. But that's not occurring right now. Looking at the currency markets, the yen is a little bit stronger in here. Today it's at 120.29. The news story that came out, the first thing that was on the top news when I looked at it this morning on Bloomberg, was that the Japanese markets had sold off because the yen was stronger. I don't think that's really the case. I think there was really more of a little bit of resistance from the highs there, as opposed to any real strength in the yen, because it hasn't strengthened that much. Although I was looking at the dollar on Friday and it had strengthened rather significantly. It's given up a bit of that today, although it is up on the day. Against the euro, it's at 129.28, which is well, against the euro, it's 33 lower. And the Swiss franc is at 124.90, which is almost flat on the day. Pound is a little bit weaker in here today. It's at 195.94, which is down 66 points. So I think the dollar continues to go sideways. It was looking like it was breaking down last week. It doesn't quite look like that now. This is really quite a volatile little range that it's in right now, and it's going to need a conclusive move on the upside or downside to reaffirm the uptrend or to break this uptrend. But as we're waiting for that, I think that's pretty much it for me. And thank you very much for your time.